We're here in the Congressional Corner with Representative-elect Antonio Delgado of New York's 19th District, just elected in one of the most contentious elections in the history of congressional elections. So, Antonio, thank you so much for doing this with us. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
I'm going to do the one-minute rule. The one-minute rule
All
is
right.
I'm going to ask you a whole bunch of questions. You answer in 1 minute. One, impeachment of Trump, yes or no?
I think we have to make sure that the investigation that Bob Mueller is conducting gets concluded. I think I am certainly for a bipartisan legislation that protects the investigation. I think given what we're seeing in the AG's office and, the outpouring of evidence that is happening circumstantially, there's no doubt that we've got to let this investigation conclude. And that once we have the evidence and the record is clear, I think we can make a decision based on those facts.
But if the facts warrant it, you would not be opposed to doing it.
If the facts warrant it, of course, yes. I mean, we live in a world, I hope, that where facts should matter. So if the facts warrant it, then you should act appropriately.
That's a good minute. Thank you. Let's talk about U.S. trade policy. We know that President Xi and President Trump had a meeting. They both declared victory, but they said we're not going to do anything for 90 days. What do you make of it?
Well, I mean, I think it's there's more work to be done. I think the lesson here is that you should think before you act. I think there were some decisions made with tariffs without a lot of forethought that I think ultimately created some real burdens for a lot of folks, particularly in the farming industry, the steel industry, aluminum. There's areas here that I took a real hit because the strategy here wasn't thought through. Ultimately, you know, whether or not we won with this this pause is to be debated. The fact is we still have issues around China stealing our intellectual property and currency manipulation. So there's things that have yet to be addressed that we should continue to be working towards, but obviously doing so in a way where we bring the entire world to bear, particularly our allies, to figure out ways to do this constructively. But I am happy that at least for the moment, we've been able to put a pause on some really unpredictable realities here.
So, Antonio Delgado, let me ask you the next one-minute question. It's a big question in one word, immigration.
Yes. I mean, listen, the fact is we've got to stop the demonization. We've got to stop the xenophobia that is unfortunately dictating the tenor and tone of the conversation around the immigration problem. And we do have a broken system here that needs to be fixed. There's no doubt about it. But because there's so much xenophobic and sort of nasty rhetoric around the conversation, we can't have a conversation around how we do this in a constructive bipartisan way, where we account for the fact that the vast majority of people who are here undocumented are law-abiding individuals who are critical members of our communities, whether they work as first responders or they serve in the military. It doesn't matter, and yet we don't always highlight these realities in the way that they should. That being said, we are also a nation of laws. And so making sure that as we lead or build out a path to citizenship, we think about or account for those individuals who have not been law-abiding and deal with them appropriately. But we can get there if we actually have a constructive conversation without the nasty, personal, xenophobic language.
Wall.
We don't need a wall. We need certainly to make sure that we have the security, and we can bone up on the various measures that could be used to make sure we have secure borders, but we don't need a wall. That is not something that, to me, one, is consistent with who we fundamentally are as a nation on moral grounds. But then even beyond the moral grounds, on economic and practical grounds, it is a waste of our resources to try to build something that we don't need. The fact is, the trends are moving in a direction where fewer and fewer people are crossing the border. So the notion that we somehow would invest money, millions and billions of dollars, into a world we do not need, to me, is wasteful, and it is antithetical to who we are as a country.
Antonio Delgado, climate change.
It, to me, is one of the, if not the most important problem that we must fix. It is about our future. It's about our generations to come and the world that they're going to inherit. We continue to get jaw-dropping, alarming reports about the state of the climate and the temperatures that are consistently in record numbers, from the flash flooding to the wildfires. You know, the dynamics here are very scary. And it is imperative we take bold action. That means stop propping up the fossil fuel industry, and that means really investing in renewable energy sources. It means making sure that we all consistently agree that science and facts still matter. And it means making sure that we, you know, invest in the Clean Water Act and the Clean Air Act, and make sure that we're doing things to protect our wetlands and restore the wetlands, and to make sure that we do things that actually enable our farmers, local farmers in particular, who are obviously being bandied about here because of the climate change and unable to really predict their crop seasons as a result. It's having a profound effect in a number of areas. I'd also mention Lyme disease is in play because of climate change. So this is an important, important thing we must focus on now in a bold fashion.
Yemen.
Yes. Well, listen, the fact is we have got to think about who we are as a country and what our moral sensibilities are. And if we are going to be a place in a country that is about human rights and be a beacon of democracy for the world, it is important that we think critically about how we engage with parts of the world that are in conflict and not make sure that we're not engaging in a way that only enables the hurt or enables the suffering and exposes the loss of innocence, you know, based on our own conduct. We have to continue to be thoughtful and not make sure that we're not being transactional in how we engage without any sense of remorse or moral sensibilities about how we engage with the world at large.
1 minute on the death of President Bush.
Yes. You know, I think back and I think about with the president, I think about the length of service with the former president, you know, his service in a host of different contexts was consistent over the course of his life. He dedicated his life to this country. He dedicated his life to our founding principles. And to me, it is that lifelong commitment to public service. There's that lifelong commitment to patriotism that, as we all now mourn his loss, that I find myself thinking the most about. It is that sense of commitment that has endured, that endured for generations and for decades. I walk away thinking about that and want to remember that and hope that, you know, folks like myself and others who are now, you know, engaged in the public square can think about that as we continue to move forward and do so in a civil and thoughtful an agreeable way that's not disrespectful, but appeals to our better angels.
Congressman Antonio Delgado, I hope that we can count on you being back here many times as you continue on your congressional journey. Thanks so much for doing it.
No, always a pleasure, sir. Thanks for having me.